Can you share with us the history behind this fire engine?
It's been so expansive and so exciting for so many years, but I think in 2015, 2016, this idea kind of came together for us to acquire a retired fire engine. So that would be engine 23. And that was kind of created an early learning experience at the old Central. We moved to our new facility, our new Central Library in 2018. The last, 6 years, that fire truck has kind of been in storage. And then a year ago, we lifted it into Fish Creek Library and brought it back. And so quite a dramatic, if you go to our YouTube channel, you can see this 20-ton fire engine flying through the air into Fish Creek Library, which is kind of the shape of a glass pyramid meant to kind of mimic the mountains. And then it was kind of covered up again while there was a large renovation. And that all leads us to this week, where a new and improved Engine 23 was unveiled to the public, and we have a big party to celebrate this weekend.
How will kids be able to interact with the fire engine?
Some of the improvements of the new experiences, there's more bells and whistles. Literally, there's lots of buttons, there's levers to pull. It's a 360 experience. There's also some fire safety components that are really important that we've kind of some new features. So there's a new crawl space where kids can remember to kind of stay low and go. Those are just some of the things, like just honestly coming on down and exploring the truck. Certainly lots to see for all the kids. I'd also mention that, this is a great experience for kids to like climb on the truck, climb into the truck, but we wanted to make sure it was kind of an adaptive and also accessible experience. So the amazing mechanical unit at Calgary Fire was like, let's make sure no child is left behind with this experience. So they created an adaptive console that's beside the truck so anyone can approach and kind of engage and drive the truck, even if they can't, for instance, climb up the stairs into the cab.
For those wanting to come out on Saturday, April 20th, what can people expect?
So there's going to be some free programming. The fun starts at 10 and there's lots to do. You can see a kind of a breakdown of events and different things are going. We will have some special story times and some special visitors tomorrow. So CalgaryLibrary.ca, Engine 23, you're going to see it on our homepage. You can find all that information. We are expecting a lot of people to come down. It's a very large library. You can also check out the amazing new renovation of Fish Creek Library, 45,000 square foot library, our largest library in Calgary after Central. But if that seems like if this tomorrow won't work for people to come down, we're also doing additional programming for the next three Saturdays. So if tomorrow won't work for your schedule, come on down another Saturday or any day. There's always something going on at the library.
Mary, thank you so much.